Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom! Hail to this realm of mirth! Here's to our queen, may she live in clover. Here's to her subjects, when we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles, cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile, you will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Students and the college scholars, we hope. During this session of the Comedy Kingdom, we shall take up the subject of school, the little red schoolhouse which turned out many of our best students, and the colleges which now turn out many of their little red sons. You know, college is just like a washing machine. You get out of it just what you put in, but you'd never recognize it. A great many of our young men go to college merely to acquire a polish. And the one they get seems to show mostly on the shoes and hair. Well, I go on. You know, fathers once sent their sons to college for an education. Now they send them there for big game tickets. Isn't that right, Betty?
Well, I'm not so sure. I went to college with a serious purpose in mind.
That's so. What did you want to get, an A.B. or an M.A.?
Neither one. What I really went for was to become an M.R.S.
Oh, I see. You thought it was an institution of yearning.
Peter was serious, too. He was a letterman in college.
Oh, really? In football?
No, I was a mail carrier.
Oh, Peter, you did earn one letter, don't you remember?
Oh, that. Yes, I got a letter for dancing once.
For dancing? But is that a sport?
It sure is. That's why I got the letter.
But who awarded it?
Well, it wasn't awarded exactly. It was sent. It was from the Dean of Women. Made you happy, I know.
And then again, later when I was sweet 16.
Charming Cinderella.
You were still my fella.
You were still my queen.
And then there came a day when you made me say I was yours alone, dear.
In a little while, down a little aisle, then you were my own, dear.
Those good old days are gone. They passed on, never to return again. I hope we'll never forget. Remember reading and writing and rhythmatic, taught to the tune of the hickory stick.
You were my queen in calico.
That's
when I said I love you.
College in northern Minnesota a few years ago, the freshman class consisted of 690-odd students. And of these, the two oddest were Ole and Oscar. Here they are.
Gracious, Oscar, I don't like to be bawling you out all the time about how dumb you are, but you've been going to night school now for 6 months, and you don't approve of that.
Well, that's the trouble with going to night school. You don't know nothing in the daytime.
You don't know anything anytime. That's what's the matter with it. Didn't you ever went to school in the old country?
Yeah, of course I went to school, didn't you?
No, I had a tutor.
You had what?
I had a tutor.
Oh, that's too bad. Keep you out of school, did it?
Oscar, you don't understand. I had a tutor.
Well, I never had that, but I had the colic off of that once.
What's the use? There ain't words enough in the books, you know, to explain anything to a dumb Norwegian. Don't you know if you don't pass your first examination for your naturalization papers, they'll deport you and send you back to Norway?
Sure, what's the matter with that?
Kind of a dirty trick to play on Norway. Let's see what you know about that thing. How's your arithmetic?
I ain't got any.
That's just what I thought. And geography?
Same thing.
That's what I thought, too. You know anything about history?
Oh, now I got you. I sure know my history.
Oh, you do, eh?
You
well,
bet.
Tell me, what was it General Sherman said at that great battle of Shattered Noodles?
Oh, you think I don't know that one? He sat on his sword and he waved his horse in the air and he says, "Boys, don't run away and put the war on the bum." Oh, goodness, I know all those fellas. There's Benjamin Frankfurter and Daniel Lobster and Paul Revers. And there was a feller. He got up in the middle of the morning before the night was broke, and he rode from village to omelet crying, "She's it, fellas, the redcoats is coming."
Oscar, you're some historian. How's your grammar?
Oh, she's fine. How's your old man?
Well, let's see what you know about spelling. Spell Montgomery.
Montgomery?
Me. Montgomery.
Montgomery, Montgomery, M-O-N, Mon, J-U-M, Yum, H-E-N-E-R-Y, Henry Montgomery.
Oscar, you're almost close. I think the word's a little too long for you. Spell bluff.
Bluff? Mm-hmm. You have to start me. I ain't been bluffed in a long time.
Then I'll give you a hint as to the first letter. Now, what is it that flies around from flower to flower sipping the honey?
Yellow jacket.
Yellow jacket. No, nothing like it. Bees.
Oh, yeah. Bluff, bees.
No, just one B.
Bluff, one B, L.
Yeah, you.
Me.
Not me, you.
B-L-U.
Yeah. F.
Oh, B-L-U-F-F-F.
No, use two Fs.
B-L-U-F, two Fs.
That's right. Now, what does that spell?
Montgomery.
You may fire them ready.
Schoolhouse, I was always late. Long to be back, I was a scholar in the days of yore. How I like to stand up and holler, 2 and 2 are 4, when you should have been learning about the golden rule. Little hearts were yearning for a swimming pool. Why, we could hardly wait for the 4 o'clock bell. The moment we heard it run like mad. Oh, gee, I want to be in the little red schoolhouse.
For me to come right into your private study this way. I'm Mary Ann Suzanne from Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I want to see you about that examination I took yesterday.
Yeah, and I should think, young woman,
I know, my cow. I don't imagine I did so well in it, but I was just wondering.
Yeah, according to your examination paper, you did a lot of wondering yesterday, too. You should apply yourself more, young lady.
Well, honest, I tried to apply myself. Why, do you know, doing examination yesterday, I tried so hard to concentrate, and I did. I concentrated right on you.
No.
Well, I just couldn't help looking up at you when you were standing up there in front of the class, so handsome. Yeah.
Young lady, I want to ask you a question.
Another one? Mm-hmm. After all those questions yesterday?
This question is about you personally.
Oh, Professor, I didn't know you cared.
Question, please. How many of yesterday's questions did you answer?
Three
out of ten. I must say, young lady...
I figured it'd be better to answer three and have them all right than to answer ten and have them wrong.
Yes. That's a commendable idea if you had answered all those correctly instead of incorrectly.
Isn't that silly? Imagine working 2 whole hours on 3 questions.
Do you recall this question? A man has X miles to travel. He goes A miles by train, B miles by boat, C miles by auto. The rest he walks. How far does he walk?
Well, I answer DENTHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVW miles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how it could be anything else.
Your answer to the question asking for the names of 3 animals peculiar to the polar regions.
Well, I don't see how any animals could be more peculiar to the polar regions than the 3 I named. The tiger, the elephant, and the giraffe.
Mm. No, you probably wouldn't see. The question meant for you to name 3 animals found only in the North Pole region.
Oh.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't suppose you could name even one, could you?
Well, of course, only you might have made yourself more clear.
Well, would you please omit the remarks and name 1 animal that lives near the North Pole?
Why, Professor, don't you know? Anyone knows that pole cats live there.
No!
You frightened me.
Oh, so? Well, then at least we know that you have some normal reactions.
I have, especially when I look at those brown eyes of yours. You won't flunk me, will
you?
Professor, I knew you'd understand.
I won't flunk you. I'm going to have you transferred to another school.
Educational tour through the Comedy Kingdom. And don't think we've been poking fun at college men. We haven't, not at all. For we realize that every college man is anxious to do his daddy.